Elder Emma, what is the word of the Lord? Said Elder Bernadette Logan, who was documenting her seed.
God bless you, Elder Bernadette Logan. I hear the word of the Lord for you, saying that there's going to be some people that you're going to entrust. Because God says that you can trust these people, whoever they are. And I see you with, I'm hearing that there's going to be like some sort of contracts or papers or something that's going to be signed. And what I'm hearing is God said that he's removing some sort of red tape or something of that nature. Like something's been held up or delayed. But God says that that's being released. God says that there's so much power on the inside of you and higher, higher elevation. God says that there's even more thoughts and visions are coming your way. So God says for you to always be prepared because there's so much on the inside of you. And God says that he's going to come and he's going to share a lot with you in dreams and visions and thoughts in your mind. You're going to be very, very busy in this season. I see you even expanding. There's an expansion coming. And God says that you have many wonderful ideas because there's a lot of work that you're going to be doing for the community, a lot of humanitarian work, and there's such an expansion and growth. And God says that people are coming forward that's going to support you and to help you do this because it's like a whole community of something that you're going to have, like a community is what God's calling it. And I also heard the word village. So God says for you to prepare yourself, woman of God, and God says help is coming. And it is the word of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Elder Bernadette. I just hear God saying this is a season and a time where he's bringing forth elevation. He's taking you into the next level. I see you preparing yourself for expansion and great creativity that's going to come forth out of you for the right grants and ideas that you have for the ministry. God is going to allow that to come forth in a favorable way, and that's the word of the Lord.
Elder Bernadette, I hear the word of the Lord saying there's a blessing, there's a test before the blessing. God says there's a reason you've been going through some of the things that you have gone, because you're going to a new level in him. There's just a new level of anointing. But you have been appointed. God says that he's hidden his word in your heart, in your soul, in your mind. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Elder Logan. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your path. Father God says he's giving you the solution this season. For Father God says, worry not and fret not. For Father God says, greater strength to thy body, thy mind, and thy household in this season. I do hear Father God saying, and I so agree with the prophet Elder Irwin, who's already spoken. Father God saying, the support and the cooperation is at hand. Father God says, don't look back and don't consult man in this season. I do hear Father God saying to you, woman of God, trust the process. I do also hear Father God saying he's putting a hedge of protection around you and the family in this season. Well, Father God says this is the season of mastery and where you're being called to the mystery. I do hear Father God saying delay does not mean denial. Father God says this is the season. I'm hearing something concerning banking institutions. Father God says go back and again. I don't know what this is. I don't know if you're dealing with something concerning a bank in this season. Yet I hear Father God saying favor concerning banking institutions. And now one other thing. I hear Father God says, don't make any hasty decisions concerning any paperwork. I'm seeing some paperwork coming before you in the next, I was going to say 2 weeks, but God says 2 to 3 days, and something's going to take you into the next 2 weeks. Father God says, no matter what they say or what they do, do not find anything in haste. And one further thing Father God is saying, favor in the area of transportation. And I do hear Father God saying, there's, I see you having to go to another part of the city where you live. And for some reason, you're going to have to do something with a taxi. Father God says, take your time and select and taxi. Don't rush into a taxi in this season. There's something about transportation, which I'm looking at a yellow taxi. God says, don't make any easy decisions with transportation or a taxi. Just take your time, and you'll get to where you need to get right on time, but just don't make any hasty decisions with a taxi. And that is the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. The word was accurate tonight. It's always accurate. I thank God for the concurrent of the word of the Lord and what God is speaking unto my heart. Praise be to God. There truly is a red tape, and I'm just seeing that in the Spirit. Thank you for concurring that, Elder Irma. Thank you so much, Prophetess, for concurring also about trusting the Lord. The Lord gave me that scripture 2 days now, and I've been reading it in Proverbs, trusting the Lord with all thy heart. Thank you so much. God is so faithful. He is so faithful. God bless both of you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you so much.
God bless you. Yes, God bless you.
Amen.